KWOS Open Air, brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go. John Marsh, Brad Beckman, 556-6397. Calls, questions, comments, text messages like the doctor got. Hey, okay. And with us, the mayor of the city of Jefferson, on a return engagement with Carrie Turgeon. Mayor, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
How are you? Ready for the holidays?
Well, I am so ready. In fact, I got my flashing lights on, my Christmas lights. I mean,
Hold them up to the mic, Mayor.
Yeah, can y'all see here? Yeah, hold it up as close as I can to the mic so you can just feel the Christmas spirit in this room today.
Talk to us a little bit. I guess, you know, the big story this week, and I'm sure you don't have much more information than the rest of us in the media have gotten, but a lot of nervous folks, understandably so, at the ABB plant with the announcement of the international sale of the company.
Right, understandably so, and ABB has been such a strong and a great employer in our community for many years, and we definitely want to work with them during this transition, and that we really are all hoping for the best.
It is one of those kind of challenges out there. You just really, you know, it's not supposed to be a done deal until 2020, so it's just, you know, I guess people go off, they remember R.R. Donnelly moving away and Maytag and Von Hoffman being the most recent one, so you just don't know, do you?
No, and it's very preliminary yet, but certainly we want to be there as a city to assist in any way that's needed and do what we, anything we possibly can, of course, to help.
I guess the flip side of that question, too, is something the chamber gets involved in. It's kind of their bailiwick and state government, but city leaders and all the whole economic development side of things and trying to work outside the box and attracting new business or growing the existing business here.
Sure, and we definitely do our best. We know this is a great place to do business. It's evident that as many years as they've been here and been very successful, so, but there are certain things that really are beyond what we have, what our control is here. So certainly we want to work with them, though, and work with everyone during the transition.
As Randy Allen talked about just the other day, it's a big challenge with our artificially low unemployment rate. Jefferson City, just like, what did we say, down to about 2% or so in Jefferson City, and it's having a qualified workforce becomes a big challenge to attracting business, doesn't it?
It really does, and that's across all levels, and certainly as a small business owner, yes, that's true. It's a completely understand, and it's a challenge that we face is finding employees that are available and wanting to work and willing to work when you need them, and certainly it's a good position for us to be in here in the community to have the jobs, but it's also a challenge.
Just ask the mayor in the fourth quarter of the year when she's looking for temporary help at her store, correct?
Right. Well, that's right, and we do hire extra temporary help during this time, and a lot of retail does that, and as we're getting ready to get into one of our busiest few days here, getting close to Christmas, and we've been lucky here in the retail world. All of you know when you look at the forecast and you're looking at the weather, and we've had exceptionally great weather. I think that's helped all retail here in Jefferson City. I would certainly assume that our sales tax revenue will be up, and there's really no reason people can't get out and support local businesses, buy local. We want to support what we have here in our community. So get out and shop at our local businesses.
Big part of it. Mayor Carrie Turgeon in with us this morning. KWOS Open Air, 556-6397. Calls, questions, comments, text messages. Maybe to the fun side. We haven't talked to you on air since things are charging ahead with the Bicentennial Bridge in Adrian's Island.
Yes, that is a very exciting project, one that we've talked about for years, and thanks to the generosity of a local donor, we've had BJ DeLong, and her generosity has allowed us to fund this bridge with private funds. Private donations are going to build the bridge, and it's from the Capitol over the railroad tracks. So really, that's always been our challenge. We have 8 railroad tracks sitting there by the Capitol that really have not allowed us to get across those tracks. And now the railroad tracks are almost part of the whole thing, because if you look, you need to look at this. You need to go to bicentennialbridge.org and look at this concept and look at the bridge, look at the video, and you will see that the area over the railroad tracks that has to be caged in naturally because you're going over the tracks are replica rail cars, and they're going to be museums like with different displays in them about our history, and the bridge itself is going to be a destination. So, and we're calling it the Bicentennial Bridge because it will be completed in time for the state's bicentennial.
2021. And Jefferson City's bicentennial sort of corresponding in there, right? In that same general time frame?
I understand Cole County is right before that. So we have a lot of things to celebrate here. And for us to be able to give this legacy gift, this is a gift to the state. It's a gift not only to us here in Jefferson City that will enjoy it every day, but think of everyone that comes to our Capitol and people who come and say, how can I get to the river from the Capitol? Now we're finally going to be able to do that. And it's just a very exciting project. Proud to be part of the big group. I know the Chamber's taken the lead, and really from here on out, as you've been watching the council meetings, we have a four-way agreement where the city and the Chamber and Parks and Rec and the Parks and Rec Foundation, and of course the Housing Authorities had a piece in it. We have the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the state. We are all working together, and thanks to the generosity of our community, this is getting ready to happen.
I think for a lot of folks, and Randy Allen pointed it out too, Mayor, that people might have a little bit of a misconception about what kind of a park Adrian's Island will be when this is all done, and it's going to be a whole lot more primitive than people might imagine, correct?
Yes, it is. It's going to be trails and biking and walking. This will not be a vehicular bridge. This is going to be for us to get out and enjoy and take a stroll and walk and bike. And on the park land, it will be, looking at the native plants and exploring what you see when you go to a riverfront, which is very unique. We don't have that opportunity here, and they're full-grown trees, and we'll have the trails and benches, and that's really what you'll find when you go there. And the bridge itself will be just as much of a destination.
Mayor Kerry Turgeon in with us this morning on KWOS. Open Air might be a perfect segue when we come back from the break a little bit, Mayor, to talk about some of those barges we may see transiting the river from out in front of Adrian's Island and the whole Heartland Port Authority and where we're at with that. When we come back with the Mayor of Jefferson City, Mayor Kerry Turgeon. KWOS Open Air brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go. 104.5 KWOS, our open air program brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go. 556-6397. Calls, questions, comments, text messages, A-OK. Mayor of Jefferson City, Mayor Kerry Turgeon in with us this morning. Mayor, as we pitched going into the break, Heartland Port Authority is stood up now. Just had the big meeting just the other day and all. Kind of got some negative news. Didn't get that initial planning kind of slash build grant seed money coming into it. But that's not slowing things down with the potential for a river port at the Algoa area, is it?
You're right. Things are still moving ahead. And the work that was done for that is something that will be used for the future. And the Port Authority board has been established. It's a great working board. A lot of backgrounds that will really see this succeed. And we're thankful for the leadership of the Chamber. There's a lot of potential here for economic growth and development. And we've seen the city of Jefferson, along with Cole and Callaway County, working together to make this a success. And there really is a lot of potential. We need to take advantage of our position, not only right here in the heartland, but certainly in the heartland of the entire country, right in the heart. And we certainly have the position that's right, and we have the dynamic with the industry that we have and the agriculture and other things that will really be a key to our success.
Were you surprised as the rest of us from sitting in on some of the meetings and the preliminary talk and all about just how much barge traffic there is past Jefferson City? I wasn't aware.
Yes, and there could be more. We have a lot of potential, and we hear so much about transportation and how are we going to move some of that transportation off of the highways, and is there a better way? And there is, and that's part of the reason that this is really so important, because it will take some of that off of the highway traffic, and it will add more commerce as well and more economic growth.
I know from talking with the county commissioners, too, who are kind of in the weeds on the details a little bit, some of the technology is rapidly changing, too, with some of the barges that can ply the river. They aren't just what you might presume is a big barge full of gravel or a big barge full of grain going through, but even containerized shipping can be done on barges.
Yes, it is, and it is the right time for us here in Mid-Missouri, and we're thankful for the opportunity. We're thankful that MoDOT was very supportive and allowed us to begin this process and give us the approvals to move forward with establishing the Port Authority. So that was a really huge step forward, and we're going to continue to do all that we can to make that a reality.
Talk to us, and it's been on every time we talk about this with the council, every we talk about the Bicentennial Bridge and when we talk about the Port Authority. And all seems like MSP's almost moved to the back burner, but the planning continues.
Oh, no, it is still there on the front. It maybe hasn't seemed as visible out there, but it is. And in fact, we have a meeting, I think that first Friday of January here in another couple weeks. We are reviewing RFQs. We're going to be selecting a master developer. We're selecting a qualified developer. We are seeking that, and we're looking over kind of our draft of the RFQ so that we can get that out. So you will really be seeing things start to move here pretty quickly. And yes, we have our next meeting of our Missouri State Penitentiary Community Partners coming up here in just a couple weeks. So you hopefully you can report on that.
Yeah, it's interesting too. And talking from our own Hal Dooley, who's intimately involved with his part-time work with Office of Administration and Convention and Visitors Bureau, Hal said there's a whole lot of out-of-the-box thinking going on about this. You know, for a lot of people, the perception is, oh, it's just going to be kind of a tourist destination. That's it. Boy, we're talking about retail and housing and all sorts of things for MSP.
Yes, there is. There's a lot of potential that that it can be there, and this will be something that's so very unique. So we want to do it right, and that's why I think you've seen us really take the time to review and make sure that what we're doing is going to be the best and the most unique use. And we're already starting to see that. I mean, look what's happening now on Capitol Avenue with the old shoe factory, and that has sold. And that'll be before City Council at the second meeting in January for the rezoning, which passed planning and zoning. So they're going through that process there. I mean, that's something that's been vacant for many years, and it's such a wonderful building right there, right at the edge of MSP. And then as you look at Capitol Avenue, and as we know, the Housing Authority and the city have had success now in having the first two homes on Capitol Avenue area with that revitalization process moving forward, and we're getting ready to have two more, and then they're working on the next batch of six or seven homes. So we're starting to see revitalization at the prison, at the shoe factory, Capitol Avenue, now Bicentennial Bridge. These are projects that really have been thought about and talked about for generations, but we have all the right partners coming together, and now here we are.
Mayor Carrie Turgeon with us this morning, KWOS Open Air, 556-6397 for the mayor of Jefferson City. Calls, questions, comments. Mayor, you've been such a cheerleader for the Near East Side, because I know one of your stock bullet points is, there aren't state capitals that have this kind of opportunity, are there?
You're exactly right. We're the only state capital in the country that also has a river running by it and a retired penitentiary. We're the only one in the country. There is nothing else like it. Jefferson City has something that is so very unique. And we need to look at what we have, what we are as a community, and use that to grow and use that potential. And we have the potential at the prison. It's been sitting vacant for so many years, and now we're finally getting that moving. And it's so exciting to really be working on the future and seeing the potential for growth. And when you look at the exponential growth of tours, they've gone from 3,000 to over 33,000 in a matter of a few years. The prison museum has had exponential growth. So speaking of the prison museum, of course, tours will resume in March, but you can get a gift certificate for maybe your favorite person. I mean, what would it mean if they open their stocking on Christmas Day and there's a prison tour? I don't know. So, you know, naughty or nice? I don't know. Both. Either one. You make that decision there.
Yeah, that's a pretty good take on it. Well, they might be the one to get the JCCC bed and breakfast T-shirt. What might be a collectible item.
Throw a T-shirt in there, too. So certainly there's a lot of ways we can promote our city, but it is so unique. Those are things we have as a capital city that nobody else has, and it's just so cool right now. This is the time that to see it all happening is really wonderful.
Well, Mayor, before we let you out of here, we know you wanted to touch base. I know you wanted to put in a pitch for Salvation Army Red Kettle Drive, too.
That's right. We have the Art of the Red Kettle going on this year. And as we know, Councilman Mihaljevic, when he was absent from the meeting, his bid went up to $500. Councilman Graham nominated that.
Funny how that works.
Isn't that funny? Mihaljevic will never miss a meeting again. But I hate to say, Rick, if you're listening, you were outvoted. So Lieutenant Governor Kehoe raised the bid to $750. And there are four kettles, John Sheehan and his wife, Roberta Dinkle, and then we actually have a Salvation Army artist there are four of them. Go to the Facebook page for Salvation Army and you can see them. I think it would be cool if each of those could bring in $1,000. So let's get generous with that. And then you know that the Special Olympics, that we did the Power Hour Plunge. So we're still
Hal
raising
Dooley's
money.
Hal Dooley's toes are still pruning from that one.
I bet he's probably still thawing out. We raised over $6,000. So
good.
Certainly if you want to still give to that. And then we have the Chamber's 125th anniversary print painted by yours truly. Limited edition if you need a Christmas gift. So I've painted that in order to celebrate the Chamber's 125th. It has the Jefferson City skyline on it. And then, of course, the Bicentennial Bridge, Parks and Rec Foundation. If you want to make a year-end donation to something that is going to happen and is getting ready to be built and will be in place in about a year and a half, you can have a piece of that for your own donation. So if you want to get, be generous in the community, those are a lot of ways. Or find the Definitely, those are things that are close to my heart, but find something and let's give to others.
Mayor, I think we have a caller to KWS Open Air. If we grab the headphones and let's see. You're on KWS.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I just had a question. I'm doing some Christmas shopping at a neat little store downtown there with the mayor's name on it. And noticed that she's got her dad in there slaving away. I was wondering if there's a policy on how long you're supposed to work an older gentleman like that. But seriously, I was talking to Mr. Bushman downtown the other day when I was down there shopping, and these new scooters the city has now, I didn't hear much about that when they just kind of showed up. And then Sam was trying to tell me that there are some rules on that evidently nobody seems to understand, know, or follow, or who's going to enforce. That they're not supposed to be riding these things on sidewalks, and they're supposed to have helmets on. And I haven't seen one person yet have followed any of that policy. And I didn't know if there's something you could explain how we got involved in that, how much the city's getting from it, and how we're going to enforce it.
Very good. Appreciate your call.
Real quick, I know we're running out of time, but it's something that through our Parks and Rec and Healthy Communities initiative, and if you get the Spin app, you can certainly do the bikes and the new scooters. So it's not really through the city, but indirectly. And so when you ride the bike, always wear a helmet. I don't have details on it, but I'll make sure we get it to you for future and get you the information to answer the question. But yeah, it's definitely something safety first there, but it's been very popular, and it's through the Spin app. So get the Spin app, and you can get out there and explore it yourself as well.
Get the details.
That's right.
Jefferson City Mayor Carrie Turgeon in with us this morning, KWS Open Air. Well, Mayor, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, your mom, your hardworking father slaving
at
the store once again.
Thank you for the shout-out to my dad. He's going to want a raise.
Tell him to re-enlist in a guard, right?
That's right. Yes.
Okay. Well, very good, Mayor. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you in the new year.
Thanks for having me.
Very good. Tomorrow morning, the triumphant return of Mel at the movies after she took a little holiday break. The Metzners will have to wait in the wings for next time. We'll check in with Hal Dooley. Quite the show coming up Saturday morning on KWS Saturday Open Air. We will not let the cat out of the bag, even though Randy Allen tried yesterday. So see you tomorrow morning. Gary Nolan is next right here, 104.5 News Radio KWOS.